Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now here at the table, Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. How you been, man?
A lot better now.
Yeah. For those that don't know, he was the one, the spokesperson and the sheriff here covering and trying to find Jamie Kloss when she was abducted after her parents were murdered. So we were just talking last night, and I found this fascinating in the most tragic of way. And my wife is studied every piece of evidence that's ever come out and been written about, so I got everything through her. I was like, I had a debriefing every night. I'd come home and there she was. So let's start with how Jamie is doing.
Yeah, we don't really talk about her a lot, but she's got a smile on her face. She's doing good. She graduated from eighth grade. She's ready to take on the world. And so I just think that's the most special part of this is her smile. Her smile is contagious, and that's the message I want to portray to everybody that helped with this case. A big thank you to everybody that helped with this case across the world, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around that, you know, how worldwide this was.
Right.
But Jamie's doing great. She's got a big smile on her face. She's being a kid. What every 13-year-old should do. She's got a birthday coming up in July, so we're pretty excited about that. She's pretty excited about that. And the amount of support that her family has gotten, she has gotten, has been insurmountable. I mean, it's just crazy. It's really neat to see, but her smile is contagious, and we all need to remember that smile every day, because bad days don't exist anymore in my world.
You and I talked last night. One of the questions I had for you immediately was, because like I said, my wife follows all this, so you know, your officer is on his way to what was listed as a domestic violence situation in a home. He had no idea what had actually happened. So people say, well, why didn't you stop the car when the car was leaving because the police officer passed them? Please explain that for people that don't understand.
Sure. Well, Highway 8 is a major highway right through the city of Barron, where this happened about a mile and a quarter right outside.
And there's a casino down the road, too, correct?
There's a casino on the other side of her house, Turtle Lake, right, which is about 14 miles from Barron. So you got about 14 miles between really three cities. The village of Elmina is in there, too. So you got Barron, Elmina, then you get to Turtle Lake Casino. So it's a major highway, and there's traffic. All 24 hours a day, there's traffic on this road. So our deputies were dispatched to a 911 call, which they felt was a domestic or a disorderly conduct subject or some kind of argument, because all we could hear was noise in the background, kind of like yelling, but couldn't make out anything. And that 911 call has now been played across the globe through the court hearing and the sentencing. And so everybody understands what
at the time, the officer had only heard it once, or heard it through the
dispatcher.
Ears, right?
The dispatcher listened to it once and dispatched our people right away. We happened to be right in that Barron area. They took about 4.5 minutes to get to, less than 4.5 minutes to get to the scene. And yeah, we met 4 or 5 cars on Highway 8, but that's not typical, and we were going to what we thought was a call. Now, if we're going to a domestic call and it's on a dead-end road, we meet a car, or a road that we would think, oh, this is weird that there's a car out at 12:30 on this road,
right,
we would have stopped that. One of our 3 or 4 squads would have said, hey, somebody stop that car. Make sure they're not involved. They're not involved. You continue to the scene. That's how law enforcement works. But on a major highway, we couldn't stop every car on Highway 8 on our way to the scene. We never would have got to the scene.
Right.
And so there's been a lot of talk about that, and I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, our guys – you know, do what they can with the information they can, and that's how law enforcement works. And our guys did what they were supposed to do, go directly to the scene and work our way backwards if it needed to be. She drove by us. I should say Mr. Patterson drove by us with Jamie in the car, and that, yeah, stings a little. It sucks for our guys.
Yeah.
But that's life. Like I said, Highway 8's a busy road. Cars on it all the time, no matter if it's midnight, noon, or, you know, 4 a.m.
Yeah, because people criticize saying, you know, why didn't they know? Well, had you known she was in the vehicle, certainly
we would have set up a roadblock and stopped every car.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what direction. I mean, there was
cars. You didn't even know she was taken at that point.
Right. We didn't even know there was an abduction. And so our guys got to the scene, ultimately walk up to the door and find a deceased male, which would have been Mr. Kloss. And back up right away, regroup, saying, whoa, what do we got going on here? You know, then you got to reassess and work your way through the house, around the house, and then ultimately even we find out there's a girl living at this house.
Yeah.
We don't have a roster of everybody that lives at everybody's house in the county, and so we have to figure that out. We use our school resource officer. We use our schools. We use family members. We look at pictures on walls and say, well, there must be a family living here because there's three people in this picture. And so we, but kids stay overnight at friends' houses. We don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes us a while to process those scenes. And ultimately, you know, Jamie was missing and we looked for her for 88 days.
I was going to say, you were telling me last night, 88 days, you kind of lived at the station and you kind of lived in your car because the media was everywhere.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really go home because you got to separate your family from what's actually going on for your job.
Yeah, and that was tough. And when you have, you know, the help that we got from the FBI and the Department of Criminal Investigation, our statewide investigators was phenomenal.
How many did you have in town? Because you told me a number last night was over 200, 247 or something like that?
Yeah, almost 300 at some points during the highlight of this case. We had, you know, there's about 100 FBI agents that are assigned to the state of Wisconsin, about 100 DCI agents. At one point, we had 70 of each in Barron County. I mean, and that didn't include people we were bringing from Washington, D.C., and Chicago and Minneapolis. FBI was helping us. I mean, we had the world at our fingertips to find this girl, and luckily we were led by a 13-year-old with the heart of gold and the you know, never give up hope attitude, and that was great. I mean, she saved herself. We just kept the hope alive, the prayers alive, everything from the people. But yeah, we had the highlight of this, or the high point of this, was almost 300 people across the nation, and we had every FBI field office in the United States at our fingertips. If we needed something in LA, we made a phone call.
So, you know, because people will, obviously you were the front person, and so people see you, and whether it's positive or negative, you received everything.
Yes, I did.
You realize what quarterbacks go through. You know,
put it in
sports vernacular.
Right.
So in that sense, when things were going well, or there was good, you know, I want to say support, if you will, you got a lot of credit for that. But when things went cold, people said, well, how come he can't find these people?
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize how many people were here trying to do it. It wasn't just you.
Right.
You were kind of the guy gathering the information and putting everything together and working with your department, but you had the FBI, I mean, everybody was here.
Every state agency, every federal agency called me and said, you know, whatever you need, we can make it happen. And we just didn't know where to go. We had 4,500 tips came in. You know, none of those tips were accurate.
And you had to go follow each one down.
Yes.
You were telling me about that last night, that you said, man, we had to send people to different parts of the world to see if this was true or not.
Right. You know, when somebody called and said, I think she was at the Arizona Walmart and, you know, whatever city, Phoenix, we would call Phoenix PD or the Phoenix FBI and say, hey, go get the video. Let's check this out. And so we would get video from Phoenix Walmart, you know, and that's not her. But we appreciate that, and that's what you have to do. So you have to follow every one of those tips. That's why calling in saying, that might be her, you know, we'd like a little bit more than that, but we understand people don't, they're just catching it out of the back of their eye or whatever. So we took every one of those tips and followed up on every tip.
The appeal of Jake Patterson has not happened.
That's correct.
Everything is now done. He has been sentenced.
He's been sentenced.
There's nothing left. At some point, and I'm sure it's probably happened already, under the open records request, and I did work news for a little while, everybody wants everything. They want video dash cam, they want pictures, they want, you know, voice, everything. So when do you expect all of that, if all of it will be released?
And the Department of Justice is handling that. I'm grateful enough to them. I don't have to handle that because they handle that part for you. Some things have to be redacted because of her age.
Okay.
She needs to be protected, and I said from day one in this case, there's two things. We're going to find a 13-year-old girl, we're going to get the... And we're going to bring her home, and we're going to get her conviction for the death of her parents. I mean, we needed James and Denise.
How come you felt so calm? Because my wife asked me that. She said, how did he know she was coming home?
There was no evidence to show that she was hurt. You know, we never said that she wasn't involved. She never was involved. She didn't have any involvement in this. I mean, he didn't even know her name when he took her. I mean, he didn't even know what her name was. But there was just no evidence there, and I just... There's no reason to say, oh, boy, it's bad. On day 88, we were going to have a press conference on day 90, and that was going to be a tough press conference because there was a lot of hope that was lost, and I just wanted to tell everybody, don't give up hope. There's no reason to give up hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we just have to believe that, and whether that's the message that I want to take across the world now is never give up hope. I don't care if it's domestic abuse, sexual assault, human trafficking, whatever, sports teams. You know, you never give up hope that the Vikings are going to win a Super Bowl or whatever it is, you know? Exactly.
Obviously, living over here very close to Viking land, you just lost a lot of support.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're cheering for the Packers.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to ask you, because you were the guy that kept saying you thought that she would come home. Give me where you were, your thought when you heard it.
Yeah, that one's tough. When I was happened to be in my office working, because we got the false tip first. The false tip down in
that was down in Walworth County. In
Walworth County said we found her. She was burnt up. You know, we had all these tips, and we're like, well, they never called us. I mean, why wouldn't they call us? And so we knew the sheriff down there. My chief deputy did call them and said, what? And they're like, we're working a case. It's nothing to do with yours. So we had to put that out. The same time I'm typing that at my office, my detective walks in and said, you know, Douglas County has her. I'm like, whatever. This is another fate call. This is something's going on.
Did he say, like, hey, are you, Chris, are you sitting down?
Or, yeah, no. You know? Well, he said, hang up your phone, because I was on my phone. And he said, hang it up right now. And so I hung it up, and he's like, we got her. And I'm like, we don't have her until someone physically gets her hand on her. So we had to wait about 15 minutes till a Douglas County deputy said, I am touching her. And then I was just like, I had to sit down in my chair in my office, and I looked up at this guy, and I'm like, I can't believe that she's alive. I mean, it was this tremendous effort. My knees were just, I wanted to get up and run around and tell everybody, and we had this plan, recovery plan, reunification plan. We had all of those plans in place, and we're like, we have that plan written down. Where is it? Where did I put it? You know, so we got that out and did it right away, and it was just a great feeling. Our detectives worked so hard at that, and then, but it's not done. You have to collect. We spent 3 days up in Douglas County collecting evidence, interviews, figuring all that out for the conviction, and obviously our team did an unbelievable job making sure that he just pled guilty.
Yeah.
So no one had to go to trial. Families, Jamie didn't have to go through anything, and I think that's a positive that law enforcement did. But, you know, you never give up hope, you know, whether you're a victim out there of human trafficking or something like that. You just never give up hope and realize there's people that care about you, because I've never seen as much care. And I know, you know, I've been part of this organization now for 5 years, and this community does so great for events, being part of the Boys and Girls Club and our Benjamin House and our Booster Club. And there's many community members, but what came out of this was, I mean, people fed us and people were high-fiving us at gas stations. People were like, keep it up. And just realize we need to take that energy that we wanted to do for Jamie and to do something else. Stop domestic abuse. Stop human trafficking. Stop whatever it is, but never give up hope. There's always someone that cares about you out there, and that's pretty awesome feeling to have.
We only got about a minute or two here. I did want to ask you, because the question, and my wife is listening. She's texting me. Jake Patterson's parents, his father was in the courtroom every day.
That's
he had
correct.
Support there. But he had actually gone to his mother's house, correct?
I believe that's where he went somewhere that day to apply for a job. And I was told, and I don't have that right off the top of my head, but I believe he went somewhere to his mom's house or somewhere to apply for a job the day she escaped.
Okay.
Something like that is where she went.
Because his mom hasn't really been seen since.
I have not talked to her mom. I know she talked with our investigative team and cooperated fully. I mean, his family cooperated fully. Everyone cooperated fully. If you really want to look at this, I mean, people that we, during the investigation, we interviewed a ton of people, and everybody cooperated. I wasn't involved, but here, take whatever you need from me, because I want to find this girl too. So this community did awesome. I can't thank your listeners. I mean, it was just worldwide. I haven't wrapped my head around that, but, you know, the state of Wisconsin, the FBI agents, the FBI is not like the TV FBI. I mean, they work hard. They were here for 88 days, didn't want to go home. We had to send people home. They wanted to keep working on this case. My team did awesome. This community is awesome, and it's events like this that make me smile even a little bit more.
You may have at least Bradley Cooper in your future. Or,
they keep talking about a movie. I have not signed a deal. And I don't know. I'm kind of thinking The Rock. My wife thinks Bradley Cooper.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, because I go home and I watch a lot of Dateline, and I know Keith Morrison and the whole crew. Everybody's trying to beat on your door to get an inside track to all of this.
Yeah.
At what point does Barron County, the state of Wisconsin, go back to normalcy?
You know, I don't think we'll ever go back to normalcy. There's a new normalcy for us, but it's a pretty special normalcy now, and the support, the neighbors helping neighbors kind of feel is really what it's about. What I've always tried to preach is my 12 years as sheriff. And again, I can't thank the world enough for the support that they've given me, my department, our people that work day and night on this case and continue to do the job of law enforcement across the nation. You know, we've lost a lot of law officers lately and some tragedies, and I just can't thank all the listeners enough for their support for law enforcement. We work hard out there. And
real quick, the celebrity golf tournament here, and I hate to make this a byproduct because the celebrity side of this raises a lot of money for a lot of charities here in the Rice Lake area. You're a big part of that. You've been here since the beginning. Talk real quickly about what this tournament does for you.
For me, it shows you the hope and the community again, but it really does a lot for our kids. My role in the 12 years as sheriff has been the youth of Barron County and making their lives a little easier, and that's what this money goes for, whether it's buying new bats so that everybody has a glove and a bat on the girls' softball team, to hockey, to 4-H, to whatever it is, and our after-school programs at, like, our Boys and Girls Center, and making sure when people go through hard times, they got a place to stay at a homeless shelter, our Benjamin House homeless shelter. So give to your local charities, give to your local communities, and that's what makes a difference in the world.
Man, best of luck to you the rest of the way, and hopefully it's quiet.
Hopefully.
You know, just every now and then, maybe we're leaving here and somebody hits a deer or something, that's all you got to deal with, that's about the extent.
That's all for the summer. I appreciate, again, all the listeners, and I appreciate your support.
Terrific job, Chris. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
There you go. Chris Fitzgerald, the sheriff of Barron County. Life interrupts our sports program for just a short period of time. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.